أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي، ذخري وذخيرتي في آخرتي ودنياي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي وعن جميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات قربة طاعة إلى الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
As-salamu alayka ya thar Allah wa ibn thar wal-witra al-mawtur. As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. عليكم جميعا سلام الله، أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار.
So we started to talk about this phrase, السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. Peace be unto you and unto the spirits who descended in your courtyard. Upon the word arwah, we said that the word arwah is the plural form of ruh, which is taken from rih. And since rih means wind, they both have movement. They have the movement themselves and also make things move. They are mutaharrik and muharrik. And ruh is a moving thing itself and also makes the body move. We also said that the spirit is a higher reality of the body itself. And the body is serving as a kind of lower manifestation of the spirit. Now, having that in our minds, let's consider this verse of the Holy Quran, which is talking about how the human spirit is blown. The verse says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. And certainly, we created man of an extract of clay. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then we made him a small seed in a firm resting place. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً. Then we made the seed into a clot, and then we made the clot a lump of flesh. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِذَامًا. Then we made in the lump of flesh bones. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِذَامَ اللَّحْمَةً. Then we clothed the bones with flesh. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ. Then we made it another creation. This is what I'm going to talk about. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. So blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Here, by saying ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ, we made it another creation, the Almighty Allah is somehow explicitly telling us that it is the very body that He creates in another form. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرٍ. Then we made it another creation. In this verse, the third person pronoun هو is referring to the material body. In other words, Allah perfects the very body and brings it to a higher state.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The great philosopher and mystic Mulla Hadi Sabzawari, in his poetic masterpiece, says that the soul in its origination is material, but in its survival is spiritual. Anyway, although this is a higher status of the body, there is a unity between the outer side of the human being, which is his physical structure, and his inner side, which is the spirit. The physical can only reveal what is hidden of the spiritual if it is united with the latter. That is why we have a tradition, an interesting one from Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is worthy of contemplation. مَا أَضْمَرَ أَحَدٌ شَيْئًا إِلَّا ظَهَرَ فِي فَلَتَاتِ لِسَانِهِ وَصَفَحَاتِ وَجْهِ. No one hides anything, save that it appears in the lapses of his tongue and the cheeks of his face. So this shows that this unity is actually existing between the physical aspect and the spiritual. And the creation of the body, actually the perfection of the body, lets soul to be inside the body, but in a gradual form. When the fetus settles in its place, it starts its evolution on the strength of transubstantial motion. After it is mature enough to take on perception, but since it is devoid of sense under the influence of environment, there is no room for soul. But after this stage, the earliest form of perception takes place, and it is at this stage where the first manifestation of soul occurs. So it could be said, and some believe, that the soul is created out of corporeal matter. And that's why it is said, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا أَخَرٌ. We made it another creation. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I suppose that would be enough for now. We ask the Almighty Allah to sit us among the guided ones by the light of Imam al-Husayn and other infallible Imams. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين. دم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.